Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Yeah, I'll be voting. It's just hard to decide which idiot to vote for.
Can you see yourself voting for Senator Obama?
I can't see myself really voting for either one. That's why I can't make up my mind. I don't like either one of them. I don't trust them.
Deep skepticism that's shared among some voters now just 5 weeks away from the presidential election. Joining us now for another chapter in our Counties That Count series is Takeaway Political Director Andrea Bernstein. She joins us from Franklin County, Missouri, which voted twice for President Bush and before that twice for President Clinton. In fact, Missouri, which is now neck and neck, has managed to, the presidential candidates are neck and neck. They've managed to, in Missouri, pick the winning candidate in all but one election the past 100 years. Good morning, Andrea. So they tend to have a nose for the winner. How are the folks in Missouri feeling now?
Well, good morning, Adora. I am at the Brick Inn Bed and Breakfast. Washington, Missouri is a town of brick houses as opposed to straw houses. The foreclosure rate here is half the national average. One of the top town business leaders was telling me here that's because people in Missouri are sort of suspicious of risk, suspicious of all kinds of fancy loans, and didn't really sort of get involved so much in the housing market. In fact, they're building a new Bank of Washington, out of brick, I should say, right down on Main Street here, which sort of slopes down to the Missouri River. So you can imagine in this kind of environment, there's a real feeling of disconnect with what is going on with Washington, like this voter, a commercial electrician named Joe Schicker.
Well, I don't know. I'm not a finance wizard. I'm just a poor working stiff. And, you know, I just know how I got to manage my money to survive. And I know I can't keep living on borrowed money. You know, I got to pay my bills. I think it's time that that America does the same thing.
Sounds like a lot of uncertainty as to what's happening in Washington. Do you think the debates, particularly the debate tonight between the two presidential, the vice presidential candidates, is going to sway people's feelings?
I cannot believe how important this debate has emerged in this campaign. There were so many people who said to me, I don't know, I'm undecided, I don't know what I'm looking for, but they all said they were going to be watching debates, and it's astounding because I was here in Washington County right before the both political conventions. I can't believe it was just 5.5 weeks ago. People were really leaning McCain. Now people have sort of moved into the category of undecided. That reflects where the race is nationally. They're really taking a close look at Sarah Palin. They haven't seen very much of her. And they, you know, they've seen a few interviews here and there. But there were so many people who said yes, that they were looking to see whether they thought she could be vice president, whether they thought they could connect with Joe Biden. And I can't imagine a vice presidential race that has shown up. It's the moment where Sarah Palin can either roil the race, turn it around for John McCain, or make it a whole lot worse. Here's one voter that I spoke to. She gave her name as Susan, and she really gives you the evolution of the thinking of people here in Franklin County.
What do you think about President Bush?
I'm very disappointed, especially the last 2 years. Very disappointing.
Now, when people say, oh, well, McCain would be more of that, well, what do you say to that?
I used to think that he wouldn't be, but as the closer we get to the election, the more I think they're right. He is more of the same. In a lot of ways, I know there are, you know, he has his differences, but it's disappointing because I really like him.
Can you see yourself supporting Senator Obama?
Yeah, I could. I think it's going to depend a lot on the next. I'm really interested in this debate, and I want to listen to that.
There's so much hesitancy there, Andrea, and you've been covering people all year long as this election process has unfolded. How would you sum up what you found there in Missouri?
Well, there was a lot of hesitancy. On the other hand, I mean, you know, people for a whole variety of reasons, having them to do with Senator Obama's relative inexperience, his race, some of the things that the McCain campaign has been hammering about some of his personal connections, his tax policy. There's a whole lot of doubt about Senator Obama. But what is fascinating to me is that as I talk to people, they say I'm undecided. But as I press them, they say, well, I'm really thinking about Senator Obama. And they're almost surprised by that. But they are really listening to him. Listen to this last clip from Sandra and Ronald Dell. A couple, she said to me, I'm undecided. I haven't made up my mind. I'm making it up at the end of the election. But then listen to what happens.
Anyway, I was far from McCain, and now I'm kind of leaning toward Obama. I think I just like more of what he stands for.
You mean in terms of his policies?
Yes. The changes that will be made.
Do you agree with her?
No.
You're voting McCain?
Yes.
What is it you like about him?
Well, I just like his experience, his age. He does have a handle on the economy, and he's not, as everyone said, with the president 99% of the time. He's a maverick.
Yeah. And see, and I was impressed with the first debate between McCain and Obama, and I was extremely impressed with Obama, and I think that's when I shifted.
Andrew, I'm going to bring in Dan Ariely, who's the author of Predictably Irrational, The Hidden Forces That Shape Our Decisions. And he's also a Duke professor of behavioral economics. And Dan, what do you make of all of this skepticism?
Well, we had a lot of hard time in the past few years. And the mistrust of people in the political system, I think, has been eroding dramatically. So I think this skepticism is only to be expected.
So hard times encourage people not to make a decision. They pull them back from making a decision, it sounds like what you're saying.
That's right. One of the things we find is that when you face more difficult, emotion, complex decision, people basically hold back. They procrastinate, they delay, they don't make a decision. But at the end, if they're forced to make a decision, often what they do is they go to the default. They go to whatever was the natural, original option for them.
Huh. Andrea, Andrew, are you hearing that?
Yeah.
Well, I'm hearing a lot of people who I think would have voted for McCain actually listening for Obama, but I'm also finding the national economic scene, what has just happened in Washington, really turning voters sour on the entire political process, on both of these guys who were supposed to be above politics. And it does seem to me that there are people who probably will not vote at all. So it contains some dangers for Obama. It's helped reinforce his message, but it's also helped turn people off the voting process entirely. There's still more than a month to go, as long as there is, since I was last here in Washington County.
Right.
A lot more of the presidential election to go. Wow.
Andrea Bernstein, thank you again for your report on counties that count.
Thank you.
Our takeaway political director in Missouri, and Dan Ariely, I'm going to ask you to hang with us for a little while longer.
Thanks, Dan. Holding back out of fear, that's really, really interesting dynamic.